Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Defender Ziva Gahagon B'Karav Mamish. In a previous Mishnah, we began discussing certain lashonis that a husband used to tell people to give a get to his wife, but he didn't use the word tenu. He didn't say, give it to my wife. And nonetheless, in numerous cases, we say that anyway, we're going to give the get, because that's clearly what he intended. So we continue talking about this. Mishai Moshe Chabar, a person who's in a deep pit, V'amar, and he calls out, Kala Shemeas Kaila Yichtav Gela Ishtai, whoever hears his voice should write a get for his wife. They should write it and give it, even though he didn't express give it, because obviously that's what he meant to say. However, if a healthy person said, write a get for my wife, and he didn't say give it, he clearly just wants to play around and mess with his wife, and we do not say that he means to divorce her. That's all the person said. But if we have a story that follows up that makes it clear that he really meant to say to give a get to his wife, he just forgot to, so then we're going to give it. And this is illustrated by an actual story. There's a story with a healthy fellow that said, Kisu Gela Ishti, write a get for my wife, and he didn't say give it. And then Va'al Rosh Agag, he went up to the roof, Vinafal Vamase, and he fell off and he died. So Amr Shimon Gamliel, says, Amr Chachamim, the Chacham clarified, Imme Atzma Yinafal, if he fell off on his own, which means he jumped off the roof and he committed suicide, Hare is a get. So then it's a valid get. Because it's obvious that beforehand, when he told people to write the get for his wife, he really meant to say to write it and give it. He was just busy thinking about how he's about to jump off the roof, and he forgot to say to give it. And that's why we're going to give the get to his wife. However, if a wind pushed him off, he went up to the roof to clear his head, and he got too close to the edge, and whoop, there was a huge wind that pushed him off, and that's why he died in a get. So we're not going to give her a get, because since he didn't say to give it, he just said to write it, that's not something that we're going to give to his wife. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Now we're going to discuss, if people are commanded to give a get to his wife, are they allowed to pass that shlichus on to somebody else? That's what Mishnah tells us. Let's say he told two people, Tenu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife. He told three people, Kisvu get utenu l'ishti, write a get and give it to my wife. In both of these scenarios, they have to write it and give it themselves, and they're not allowed to pass this on to other people. That's because he clearly was telling these people that they have to write it and give it, and they're not allowed to hire a cipher, and they're not allowed to tell other edim to sign it, because the shlichus was given to them. However, let's say he tells three people, Tenu get l'ishti, all he said was give a get to my wife. In this situation, they are allowed to instruct other people to write and give the get over, because he made them a bezdin. That's what Rameir says. That's because since all he told these people was to give it and never instructed them to write it, he basically was telling them, I want you to arrange for a get to be given to my wife, so they could hire a cipher and have other people sign it, and that's not a problem. And v'zu halacha hel Reb Chanina ish oinoi beis hasruin. This was the halacha that Reb Chanina ish oinoi brought from jail. Now, why did he bring it from jail? Well, Rabbi Kiva was there. He was jailed by the Romans for teaching Torah, and Rabbi Chanina ish Oinai risked his life. He went there and got this halacha from Rabbi Kiva. And what was this halacha? It's what we just said. Mekubal ani, I have a masayra, but Amr l'shloisha, if a man tells three people, Tenu gel ishti, give a get to my wife, she'amr l'acherim v'yichtavu, that they can tell others to write it, mibnei shason bezdin, because he really just appointed them as a bezdin to take care of the shlichas for him, but not that they themselves have to write it. However, Amr Rabbi Yossi responds, and he argues, Numein l'shliach, we told this shliach, meaning we told Reb Chanina ish oinoi, that afanu mikubalim, we have a masaira, shafilu amr lebezin agadol shebi Yerushalayim. Even if a man tells the great bezin in Yerushalayim, tenu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, they themselves have to carry out the whole thing from beginning to end, and even if they don't know how to actually write a get, they might know all the halachas, but they don't know how to physically write it, sheyilmedu, they should learn how to do so, v'yichdavu, and write it, v'yitnu, and they themselves have to give it. Lastly, the Mishnah tells us, amr la'asara, if a man tells 10 people, kisvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. One can write it and two can sign it, and the other seven can twiddle their thumbs. Whereas if he tells them, Kulchem kasayvu, all of you have to write it, in this case, Echad kasev v'kulan chaisman, one of them writes it and all of them have to sign it, because he told them very clearly, all of you have to be involved. And lefikach, therefore, in meis echad mehen, if one of them dies before he had the ability to sign it, hareiz a get batal, the whole get is nullified, because all of them were involved in signing the get. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.